Varaya Krishna Krishna Bhutale Srimad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Shinaya Namaste Sarasvate Deve Kauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Taskatyate Satarine
Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita
source of light and all luminous objects. He is beyond the darkness of matter and is unmanifested. He is knowledge. He is the object of knowledge and he is the goal of knowledge. He is situated in everyone's heart.
On je izvor svjetlosti u svim svjetočim predmetima. On je iznad same materije i nije ispoljen. On je znanje, predmet znanja i cilj znanja. On se nalazi u svačijem srcu.
This is a very nice description of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna.
Ovo je vrlo lijepi opis vrste božanske osobe Shri Krishna.
Krishna appeared 5000 years ago in the sacred land of Vrindavan and performed beautiful pastimes.
Shri Krishna se pojavio prije 5000 godina u svetoj zemlji Vrindavana i tamo je provodio predivne zabave.
Now, Srila Prabhupada has warned us many times that we should not think that these pastimes are symbolic and not to be taken in a literary sense.
Prabhupada nas je upozorio više puta da te zabave Shri Krishna ne trebamo uzimati kao simbolične, niti da ih shvaćamo na neki simboličan način.
It is, however, interesting to note that the acharyas have told us that each of the pastime which Krishna performed in killing one of the demons is meditated about so that a demon in the devotee's heart is killed.
Međutim, zanimljivo je primijetiti da su acharje istakli da Krišne zarobe ubijanja različitih demona također mogu simbolizirati, ti demoni mogu simbolizirati anarte ili čistoće u srcu bhakte.
I wanted to tell you today a pastime which very much has to do with the relationships amongst the devotees.
Želim vam danas pričati o zabavi koja ima puno veze o odnosima među bhakte.
And by hearing this pastime, we are informed we can become free of misunderstanding in politics.
Mi smo obavješteni da slušajući o toj zabavi možemo se osloboditi krivih informacija i politika.
When I first heard this, I was fascinated and I hope it will be possible for me to fascinate this evening an audience tired of the summer heat of Zagrebski.
Kada sam prvi puta čuo o toj zabavi, bio sam fasciniran i nadam se da ću fascinacije uspjeti prenesti na vas svoju publiku koja je umorna od ljetnih vrućina.
If you will kindly make an endeavor this evening to hear very carefully and attentively how Krishna killed the Trinavatasura demon, you will never again be engaged in misunderstandings or politics, because this tendency is overcome and defeated in you.
Ako večeras napravite specijalan napor da pažljivo slušate o ovoj zabavi u Trinavatasuri, bit ćete oslobođeni od politika i krivog razumijevanja.
Good, Ajay. Once, upon a day, Krishna felt the desire to engage in a ride. Like you ride on the horse, eh? Yahanu, the Yahanu, yes. So, at that time he was at the lap of Mother Yashoda. And he knew that it is only possible to make a right if if Mother Yashoda would put him down. So Krishna became more heavy than the Himalayan mountains. So Mother Yashoda had to put him from his lap, knowing well, you know, thinking that some demoniac power had overcome her little baby Krishna.
Majka Yashoda se morala potruditi da skine Krishna sa krila, misleći kako je neka demonska sila preuzela Krishna.
What would Mataji Ibojana do if her little boy Balaramski would become heavy as the Himalayan mountain, I mean?
To bi učinila Mataji Iboja kad bi njezin mali sin Balaramski postao teži od Himalaja.
So, Mother Yashoda put Krishna down and went to some brahmanas to ask them to chant some mantras so that the heaviness would go away from her child.
Majka Yashoda spustila Krishnu na zemlju i potražila neke brahmane da pjeve mantre i otjeraju tu težinu Krishna.
Now, Krishna, this was exactly what Krishna had desired. He knew that the demon, a whirlwind demon would come over Vrindavan. And he knew if that whirlwind demon would take him up from Mother Yashoda's lap, his mother would die from a heart attack. So she needed to be far away. A little later, Trinavatasura, a powerful servant of the demon Kamsa, entered Vrindavan.
Nešto kasnije, demon Vritasura, moćan asistent suradnik demona Kamse, ušao je u Vrindavan.
He wanted to kill Krishna.
Yeah, with Krishna.
Now he was very clever.
Before
him, the demon witch Putana had come to suck the blood of Krishna and was killed by the Lord. So he thought, well, I will not make the same mistake as this. As Putana who came in a gross body, I will come in a winged body. And then Krishna has no chance against me. So he came in the body of a hurricane. Yes, the whole area.
Tornado.
Yes. The whole area, actually it's not tornado, it's, you know, this...
Uragan.
It's very important, the Tiklitschka. And the whole area of Vrindavan was covered with dust. Only Trinavatasura could see anything. No one else could see anything. And in this terror, the demon was finding Krishna and picking him up.
So, ovoj prašine, demon našao Krishnu I podigao ga.
Krishna, who is the original master of all mystic potency, made himself as light as a piece of straw.
Krishna, koji je izvorni gospodar svih mističnih moći, učinio je sebe laganim poput travke na travke.
And was going up 8 miles into the sky with the demon.
I dizao se 8 milja u zrak sa tim demonom.
He was enjoying a pleasure ride.
Uživao
je zadovoljstvo jahanja. Actually, here it is said it was 800,000 miles.
Sorry, ovdje piše da je bilo 8000 milja.
And then Krishna thought, this is enough fun. And he became again heavier than the Himalayan mountains.
Onda Krishna pomislio, dosta je bilo zabave jahanja, onda je opet postao težak kao Himalaya.
This Trinavada Sura thought, what is this? I wanted to take this child into the sky and kill him, but now he is more heavy than the Himalayan mountain. And he began to struggle, but then as Krishna's weight increased, he raced down toward the floor and hit on the stone slab and left his body in this way.
Taj demon počeo misliti šta je ovo, htio sam dići Krišna visoko u zrak I ubiti ga, postao teži od Himalaja I kako je Krišna se težina povećavala, tako je pritisnula demona I on je pao dolje na kamene I umrao.
So, this attack of the demon Trinavatasura means also an attack on our own spiritual life.
Napad demona Trinavatasura također je simbolizirao napad na naš duhovni život.
It happens when in a spiritual movement devotees begin to quarrel with each other.
To se desi kada u duhovnom pokretu se bhakte počinju svađati jedan sa drugim.
Just like Trinavatasura raised dust and straw and made the atmosphere, you know, heavy with dirt. Also when devotees begin to quarrel and wage politics against each other, the atmosphere becomes clouded with dirt.
Baš kao što je Trinavatasura utigao prašinu I zamutio cijeli horizont sa prašinom I travom, tako isto bhakte kada se svađe I radi politike, onda cijela atmosfera je zagađena prašinom.
The demon Trinavatasura enters also a spiritual movement and then there's gossip, rumors, ambition, trying to come to a position and so on, prevalent.
Tako isto Trinavatasura uđe u duhovni pokret I napravi prašnjavu oluju u vidu glasina, tračava, politika, ambicija I drugi materijalni stvari.
And at such a moment our mind becomes clouded with doubts and envy feelings.
U takvim trenucima naši umovi postaju prekriveni sa sumnjama, zavidnim osjećajima.
Srila Prabhupada once said that the movement for Krishna consciousness can only be stopped by internal conflicts, not by any outside influences.
Srila Prabhupada je rekao da pokret za svjetlost Krishne može se zaustaviti jedino unutrašnjim konfliktima, ne izvanjskim otporom.
By such internal conflicts or quarrel amongst devotees, the dust of politics becomes raised high in the sky.
Takvim unutrašnjim konfliktima I svađama među bakama prašina svađe se uzdiže u zrak.
Therefore, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed Raghunathas Goswami, he said, do not speak like the people in general and don't hear what they say.
So, kada je Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dao instrukcije Raghunathas Goswami, rekao mu je, nemoj pričati kao obični ljudi I nemoj slušati njihove priče.
See, ordinary people always talk rumors and I don't like him or I do not like what she says. That's the main subject matter.
Obični ljudi uvijek pričaju kakve tračeve jedan drugom iza leđa, ne volim ovoga, ne volim onog, i to su njihove najčešće teme.
Such talk can spread like a wildfire and create great difficulties in our lives.
Takav govor, razgovor može se proširiti kao divlja vatra i učiniti velike probleme u duhovnom životu.
I want to tell you a little example from modern history.
Ja bih vam dati jedan mali primjer iz savremene povijesti.
Do you know what caused the French Revolution to happen?
Da znate što je uzrokovalo Francusku revoluciju da se desi?
I have heard an inside talk.
Ja sam čuo kao nešto.
See, the enemies of King Louis and Marion Antoinette devised a very interesting scheme how to topple their government.
Neprijatelji kralja Luja i Marije Antonete su smislili plan kako da srede kralja.
They sent some ordinary people, common people, onto the marketplace who began to gossip about the king and the queen.
Poslali su neke obične ljude na tržnice i trgove da pričaju tračeve o...
Tračeve, yes. Tračeve? Gossip, yes. In German you say tračen.
Njemačko se
kaže tračen. Tračen, yes, tračeve. They did some tračeve. Then this spread, this tračevi spread.
Tako su se ti tračevi proširili.
And people thought maybe King Louis is not in the red. Ljudi
su počeli misliti, možda kraj Louis nije u redu.
And then, you know, next time when Louis made a law, the people thought, maybe we will follow it, maybe not.
Na sljedeći put kad je kralj Louis donio zakon, ljudi su počeli spekulirati, možda ćemo slijediti, možda nećemo.
Then the enemies of King Louis and Marie Antoinette sent other people on the marketplace.
I onda su neprijatelji kralja Louisa i Marie Antoinette poslali druge ljude na tržnice i trgove.
And these people began to spread loud, in a very loud way, outright lies against the king and the queen.
Ti drugi ljudi su počeli na glasan način izvikivati razne laži o kralju i kraljici.
Our King Louis is a brutal man who spends the money from the people to build up a very, very expensive castle.
Govorili su da je kralj Louis brutalan čovjek koji troši državni novac i od naroda novac na gradnju velikog skupog dvorca.
And Marie Antoinette is having affairs with the enemy.
A Marie Antoinette ima afere sa neprijateljima.
And other such things which were lies. And then the people became so much bewildered by this politics that they just were ready, they went to King Louis and Maria Antoinette and brought them to the guillotine and killed them. And then they found the little prince. He was, what is your name? Gaurahari. He was as old as Gaurahari. And they wanted to bring him also to the guillotine. But then the people said, no! He is a child. And a child is sinless. When he gets killed, he goes to heaven. That's too much for the royal dynasty. We must bring him to witch, and she will turn his head around and make him sinful, and then we can kill him. Then he goes to hell. Just see how politics work. They bring out the worst tendency in a human being.
One iznose najgore tendencije ljudskim bićima.
They bring out the hatred.
One donose mržnju.
And wrath and anger against people.
Gnjev I bijes prema ljudima.
So this is a very great obstacle in one's devotional service.
Velika prepreka u nečijem predanom služenju.
If a devotee becomes serious in his or her spiritual life, however, Krishna will appear and kill this Trinavatasura demon by finishing him off.
Ako je bhaktina ozbiljna u svom duhovnom životu, Krishna će se pojaviti I ubiti tog Trinavata demona I njezinog života.
Jai, Sisi Goni, Jai. See, when a devotee makes advancement in Krishna consciousness, his Krishna consciousness will grow and grow and grow and become stronger and stronger every day. At the same time, however, also, weeds grow in his heart. What means weeds? Korov, yes. You can remember this word. Krishna consciousness is like a nice plant, and these other things which also grow up are like weeds.
Svjesnost Krišne kao prekrasna biljka, ove ostalo je kao korov.
And at each state in Krishna consciousness, a sincere devotee must identify those weeds and throw them out of the heart.
U svakom stadiju bhakta treba prepoznati te korov I izbaciti ga iz srca.
If the devotee does not do this, then these weeds might become stronger and choke the original plant of Krishna consciousness.
Ako to bhakta ne učini, taj korov može narasti I postati toliko snažan da zaguši biljku predanog služenja.
Yes. See, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so this one of the weeds in the heart is called diplomacy, or the desire to make politics a man. Amongst devotees.
Jedna od tih korova u srcu se naziva želja za diplomacijom ili da radimo politike među bhaktama.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his manifest his pastimes was so much against it that he would not even see a king, because kings are usually great politicians.
Jedan je Mahaprabhu svojim manifestiranim zabavama toliko bio protiv toga da čak je odbijao da vidi kraljeve ili kraljevi se obično bave politikom.
Well, they learn how to get rid of their so-called enemies.
Oni uče kako da se riješe svojih takozvanih neprijatelja.
By diplomatic tactics.
Diplomatskim taktikom.
They really learn this in the school, when the little king boys, the princes go to school.
Oni se to nauče u školi još kad kao mladi prinčevi djeca idu u školu.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would not even see a king, although that king was a devotee, because of this nature, this contamination called politics.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu nije htio čak ni vidjeti kraljeve, iako su bili bhakte, zbog tih kontaminacija, te politike.
If we want to make advancement in Krishna consciousness, we must therefore subsequently stop this political nature.
Ako želimo učiniti napredak u svjesnosti Krišne, moramo zaustaviti tu političku prirodu.
We must become well-wishing friends of all the devotees.
Moramo postati dobronamerni prijatelji svih bhakta.
And we should engage in three types of ways in the association of devotees.
moramo se angažirati u tri načina, tri vrste druženja sa bhaktama.
When there are more advanced devotees, we should hear from them and serve them.
Ako su napredniji bhakte, trebamo slušati od njih i služiti ih.
When there are devotees on our level, we should make friends with them.
Ako su bhakte na našem nivou, trebamo se sprijateljiti sa njima.
We should ask them, how do you do today?
Trebamo pitati, kako je bilo danas?
Can I help you in your service to Krishna?
Da li ti mogu pomoći u tvojoj službi za Krishna?
And when there are devotees who are younger than us, we should always be ready to show them our kindness, give them our help, so that they can advance.
Ako su bhakte mlađi od nas, trebamo biti uvijek spremni da im pokažemo ljubaznost, milost i da im pomognemo da napreduju.
We should never allow that the demon called Trinavatasura breaks in our association.
Nikad ne smijemo dozvoliti taj demon Trinavatasura uništi naše druženje.
Hare Krishna. I thought because today was such a hot day, I will just give a hot subject matter. And short. Do you have any questions regarding this subject matter? Krishna, Krishna. Yes, I think our Kaivalya Pati Prabhu, our scientist.
Yes.
You are always friends. Please.
Actually, the part of diplomacy, I see in between the devotees that they are always one apologist answer, never actually even accept instructions like this. I have that experience.
You mean when you tell them, Prabhu?
Yes.
You did some politics.
What is it then? Can I answer? One of the Bhaktama sam primijetio da čak i ako Bhaktama da stavite ovakve instrukcije, on jednostavno ne žele da se izvini, ne žele što onda učiniti.
It's very difficult to see when the Trinavatasura demon attacks.
Vrlo je teško vidjeti kada Trinavatasura napadne.
Usually, Bhaktivinoda Thakur has given a very interesting point. He said, someone who is in Maya cannot see how Maya works.
Bhaktivinoda Thakur dao tu poantu, ako neko u Maji, obično ne može vidjeti kako Maja funkcionira.
That's a sign of someone who is in Maya.
To je znak, simptom nekoga koji je u Maji, da ne vidi da je u Maji.
Maya is so subtle.
Ona je tako subtilna.
Ugh. And she goes into the womb, you know.
Ona ide u womb.
It's not like something which is then before us. It's inside of us.
Ona nije nešto što samo stoji ispred nas, ona je u nama.
So, therefore, it's very difficult for a devotee who is in Maya to see that he is in Maya.
To je vrlo teško za bhaktu koji je u Maji da vidi da je u Maji.
If he is a little serious, he will find out that his heart is not satisfied.
Okay, malo ozbiljan, on će primijetiti da mu srce nije zadovoljno.
That's the easiest symptom where you can test that you must be in Maya.
To je jedan od najvidljivijih simptoma da testiramo da li smo u Maji.
If you want to find out where you are in Krishna consciousness, just ask yourself a simple question, am I happy?
Ako se želite ustanoviti gdje ste osvijestiti Krishna, samo si postavite jednostavno pitanje, da li sam sretan?
It sounds so groovy, this test, isn't it?
Zvara groovy test, ali...
But Prabhupada said really that Krishna consciousness means jolly.
Prabhupada je rekao, svjetlost Krishna znači radosno, veselo.
Because that's a symptom of the mode of goodness.
To je simptom gune vrline.
that you feel just happy and difficult to find a word.
Yes, for me.
If you are not so happy and tense inside, it means mode of rajagun and tamagun is working on you.
Ako naosčete baš svetni, nego imate pritisak tenziju iznutra, znači da gune strasti i tamo se rade na vam.
At that time, you think political maneuvering that helps you more than sitting down and chanting the holy name of the Lord.
U takvom stanju vi mislite da politički manevri će biti više funkcionirati nego da samo sljedeći mantra.
But you don't call it political maneuvering. They call it thinking very serious about life.
Mi to ne nazivamo politički manevar, nego nešto kao ozbiljno razmišljamo o životu.
What to do?
Što učiniti?
Once a devotee remarked that if we chant more, if our movement is more into chanting, then this power of the holy name will take away the dust of the Navarata Sura. Today we were chanting and singing and dancing on the what is it? Trick Tomislav. Trick? That's where you distribute books, Vajramani, isn't it? Did you hear us? Are you there with the train? Blaženka, she saw us. When we were in action or when we just stopped? Before, yeah. But such a good atmosphere in the Tomislav place. Sundarananda was dancing like a young demigod. And this other devotee, the small devotee who smiles, what is it? Denu Balaga. Wow. And Mangala was giving a powerful lecture.
Mangala dao moćnu
lekciju. Ah, and I was thinking, if we could have this every day from morning till evening, then we would have no problem. And I think many people would become attracted. Srila Prabhupada actually started this movement just by chanting under in a park. That's all. The holy name can do everything. Also it can take care of the Navata Sura like Krishna did. When a devotee sees that sometimes he is misunderstood and devotees talk bad about him, he should not retaliate. He should try to think, well, maybe there's something true in all this rumors about me. I should become more serious in Krishna consciousness. And usually when a devotee takes such an attitude, the rumors go away. And the misunderstandings get cleared because Krishna takes care of the Trinavata Sura.
jer Krishna se pobrine za Narada sudu.
Today we are speaking that this conduct is only the temple, but also the congregation all around the temple. So in this recognized situation, that also the congregation should be engaged in the only things regarding the temple.
Rectifying what situation?
If it has some politics and misunderstanding, then because that means in that case that problems is only the temple or only a problem also in, doesn't mean that place we have to discuss this is on temple or also more quiet.
Dan se kaže da iskon ne znači samo hram, nego kongregacija koja živi iznad hrama, onda ako ima neki problema ili politika tako dalje, da onda se stvari treba rješavati samo na nivou hrama i treba kongregacija biti uključena u tome.
We should not engage the congregation in controversies.
Ne trebamo angažirati kongregaciju u nekakve kontroverzije i politike.
For the congregation, this is not relevant.
Za kongregaciju šire kruga baka, to nije relevantno, nije bitno.
And it will lead them to, they will lose their faith in the devotees altogether.
I mogu izgubiti vjeru u baktu u svijestu kompletno.
It is very irresponsible to engage the congregation in such things.
Vrlo neodgovorno da se angažira kongregacija u tako nešto.
The devotee who does this will soon find out that the congregation has also no faith in him any longer.
Bhakta koji to učini će uskoro otkriti da kongregacija više nema niti njega vjeru.
If the congregation of devotees see, this is very, very important in family life. This is very important. When the husband and the wife quarrel, they should never do this before the children.
To je vrlo važno. Dakle, u obiteljskom životu, kada se muž i žena svađaju, nikada ne smiju dozvoliti da to djeca čuju.
Because that will break the faith of the little children, and then they are becoming violent people.
Jer to će slomiti vjeru male djece u roditelje, kako mogu postati divlji ljudi.
At least in Vedic culture, parents should never quarrel before the children.
Barem u vedskoj kulturi roditelji se nikad ne smiju svađati pred djecom.
See, the parents have, even if they have a little misunderstanding between themselves, they have an underlying affection.
I roditelji čak i kad imaju nekakve krive koncepte, imaju svađe, nesporazume, ipak postoji u dubini neka sklonost, ljubav između njih.
That's also, you know, when devotees have a misunderstanding, they still have an underlying faith in Krishna.
Tako isto kad bhakte imaju međusobno nesporazume, ipak neka u dubini postoji jedna zajednička vjera u Krishna.
And the misunderstandings will not bring them to the point where they leave the process of Krishna consciousness.
I ti nesporazumi neće dovesti do točke da napuste proces svjesnosti Krishna.
But the congregation and members may not have this deep faith in Krishna, may not yet have this deep faith of Krishna.
Kongregacijski članovi možda još nemaju tu duboku vjeru u Krishna.
And therefore, if they are involved in controversy, then they might leave the process of Krishna consciousness altogether.
Iako se uključi u kontroverzije i nesporazume, onda mogu napustiti cijeli proces svjesnosti Krishna.
However, if they see something which is not wrong, we should hear them. Which is not right, I mean.
Međutim, ako oni nešto primijete što nije u redu, treba čuti njihov komentar.
I want to give you an example.
Da, give me that primjer.
I was traveling for 7 years with a very nice devotee called Ashok Kumar.
Yes, I'm very
no. Yes. Years, 7 years.
Yes, I'm 2007.
Longer than you are married.
Yes, 2007 got in us from creator of Ashok Kumar.
Yeah. And we both of us were extremely temperamental.
Miss Prabhupada was really extremely temperamental.
I'm still.
Absolutely.
And sometimes we just had very serious disagreements how things should be done. But we always made it a point to discuss between closed doors. And then the atmosphere became hot, you know, but only in the room. If someone would have come inside the room, they would not have understood the process of Krishna consciousness. Because we were such strong personalities, you know. But for us it was totally normal. We had to make our points, you know.
Well, it's more, it's talking to so wanted.
And we had deep affection and love for each other. Love is maybe not. Affection is a word. And respect even. But the atmosphere in the room was. You could cook a sachi in it. I will read you something very nice, Gogadada. It is in the 7th canto, chapter 5, text 12. Everyone should be friendly for the service of the Lord. Everyone should praise another service to the Lord. And not be proud of his own service. This is the way of Vaishnava thinking, Vaikuntha thinking. There may be rivalries and apparent competition between servants and performing service. But in the Vaikuntha planets, the service of another servant is appreciated, not condemned. This is Vaikuntha competition. There is no question of enmity between servants. Everyone should be allowed to render service to the Lord to the best of his ability. And everyone should appreciate the service of others. I think if we can, you know, this Boris, you could, you know, copy it and put it on the blackboard. This is, we can adopt this in our movement. Then our movement is like Vaikuntha.
Boris, можно его фотокопировать и ставить звание на плочу, и тогда можно применить его в нашем покрытии, и он начнет покрытие кого Вайкунта.
Tenka, you have it?
Ах,
so. Теден. Чет.
Seven, five, twelve.
Yes. I'm not so good at Croatian, I'm sorry. Rajamani, the jewel of Vrindavan, the best name. How can be testing criteria? What is the criteria?
Ti si rekao da trebamo se odnositi, da baktamo u skladu sa njihovim stupnjem napretka, međutim koji je kriterijum da odredimo koje je kako napred?
Prime symptom of a devotee is his attachment to Krishna.
Prvi najvažniji simptom bhakte je njegova vezanost za Krishna.
How is he attached to Krishna?
Kako je vezan, koliko je vezan za Krishna?
That's sometimes very difficult to see.
To je ponekad vrlo teško vidjeti.
Therefore, it is advised amongst devotees to each one should feel himself always very lowly, then you don't make a mistake, because that's a fact.
Okay, savjetovano baktama da se svako treba smatrati ponosnim i niskim, jer to je istina. Šta se ne može? A ne može se greška napraviti.
That's all I can say, Rajamani. What I always do to be on the safe side is like this. I'm always thinking, oh, if some... I would like to have the blessing to be only for one day outside of my own skin and see the Sachinandan Swami.
Ja molim za blagoslov da mogu biti samo barem jedan dan izvan svoje kože da vidim kakav je Sachinandan Swami.
I think I would be totally shocked.
Mislim da bi bio totalno šokiran.
What need go? What rest go? Oh, you know, because I always think I'm all right. But if you would just see, and another thing which I do is, which helps me to stay humble, is to see that every devotee might in a few days or few years be very advanced.
I druga stvar koju činim da razmišljam da svaki bhakta može sa par dana ili par godina postati u stvari vrlo napredan.
Who knows? Maybe Sridham will be, you know, a very strong sannyasi.
Ko zna, možda će Sridham biti vrlo snažan sannyasi.
And he will all tell us how to make advancement in Krishna consciousness.
I on će nam svima reći kako da učinimo napredak u svijesti Krishna.
Maybe. We gave a seminar on the in the summer camp called the Sixfold Process of Sharanagati, and there the first symptom is Dainya. It's the first lecture. If you are interested to listen to this, it's very interesting, nice information is given there.
На летнем кампусе Лорени сам дал семинар о шесть ступнях Шаранагати, шесть ступнях предавания, которое было Данья. Было занимательно, хотели чуть не больше газеты добавить.
Not Danya, Danya is a spice. A Danya.
Danya is дачин, скажи, дачи все кажется.
Dainya. Krishna. Dayalu. Molem.
Are we really able to see who is more advanced than we are? Because my point is that if we are not on that level, we actually cannot see.
I think
ja mislim da mi ne možemo točno znati da li neko napredniji od nas, ili ako mi nismo tako napredni ne možemo niti vidjeti ili nešto drugo.
Well, you can for sure say that say Srila Smita Krishna Maharaj is more. This is not a question.
Yes,
but you mean?
How can I see? I mean, I can only by intelligence.
Yeah. Your point is clear. I can only see something which is, which I have the eyes for to see.
Your point is clear. That you can only see something which you have the eyes for to see.
Well, but. You can see by symptoms. I remember a humorous little thing. There was an interviewer interviewing Sava Bhavana in the summer camp. I can't see God, so therefore there is no God.
Ja ne vidim Boga I stoga nema Boga.
So Sava Bhavana started to explain that there are things which are in existence which you can't see, but they nevertheless exist.
Ja govorim da ne možemo vidjeti Boga, jer je rekao da ima postoje puno stvari u životu koje ne možemo vidjeti, ali sigurno postoje.
Like the sun, you know, he was in, they were sitting, the interview was conducted in a room, and the sun was over the roof and one could not possibly see it. But by its rays, it could be inferred that there is a sun.
So,
at that time I hid behind the door and I said, hello, am I existing or am I not existing? I asked the journalist. You can't see me. Please don't offend me by saying I'm not existing, because this would be too much for my ego to tolerate. And the journalist was defeated. So you have by some symptoms you can see. It is described. There's a primary symptom of being attached, but there is also the Krishna, that's a sign of a devotee, but there are also secondary symptoms.
Primary symptoms. Naprednog bhakti je koliko je vezan za Krišnu, a postoje I sekundarni simptomi.
Titikshava karunika not the Gita player. Surida sarvadehinam, you know. he is tolerant and full of mercy, and he is a friend of all living beings. That's a little easier to see than attachment to Krishna. I'm always feeling a little bad, you know. I'm always, dear Maharajis, I'm always looking like this, and I'm not looking to you, because if I have to look, if I'm looking to you, I have to, like, with the head, it's like 90 degrees. Let me just see. Any questions you have? Everything is clear. Good.
Many times managers usually see the symptoms of how much somebody is advanced, how much service he renders. So what about this criteria? Just because manager, you have a copy of an apridam, you have a copy of a sushba and radi. Что речет о таком критерии?
Well, love to Krishna manifests in activities. Prabhupada gave the example that if the boy says to the girl, I love you, and then the girl says, oh good, can you give me a glass of water? And then the boy says, yes, I'm Lynch, I'm sorry, you know, so far away the water. Get your own water. That is not so much love. So, love manifests in doing something. At the same time, we cannot say that only the someone who goes out and distributes prasadam is doing valuable devotional service. There are many, many different forms, and Krishna is unlimited. He can accept service from everyone. Prabhupada used to encourage us, you can paint for Krishna, you can sing for Krishna, you can shop for Krishna. Sometimes to follow the instructions of the spiritual master requires deep thought. We have to intelligently apply the instructions of our spiritual master to really satisfy him. Once there was a doctor who could also cure animals. And there was a camel who had a big throat.
Gush,
yes. And it almost suffocated. So the doctor was called, looked at the camel, then took a big stick and bang, 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 hit on the gush. And the bush went, the camel went like, and started to breathe, and everything was all right. So this was seen by the assistant of the doctor.
Video,
it's like, aha!
It's a good job.
swellings are treated by beating on them. I have seen this wonderful treatment working wonders. And whenever people came to, and he thought, well, now I know, you know, I will open my own doctor practice.
Mr. Sada znam tajno svoje privatno ordinacijom.
Ordinacijom, yes. I will develop my own ordinacijom. And now, he cured people with swellings of all kinds. Not cured. He treated them and killed many in the process.
Pacijente sa nateklinama liječio na taj način i ubio mnoge.
So he returned one day to the doctor.
I onda se jedan dan vratio doktoru onom prvom.
And told him, I'm doing exactly as you did. Oh, you nonsense, said the doctor. You may not treat any patients any longer. This was a very special case. The camel had swallowed a melon. And I had to break it in the throat. Therefore I beat with the stick. That was only a very special case. You have no discrimination power, no intelligence. So to apply the spiritual instructions of the spiritual master, sometimes difficult. It's not a stereotype thing.
Stoga primijeniti instrukcije duhovnog učitelja je ponekad teško, to nije stereotipna stvar.
We have to use our intelligence.
Trebamo koristiti našu inteligenciju.
How do you like this story? Bogarada. Deep, huh? So, now we are a little late. 9:10. Thank you all very much. Please come for the Prabhupada night tomorrow evening. It will be a memorable evening. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Prema Nandini ki jai.